Krishna. So Krishna, from verse number 3 to 8, he has described Nishkama Karma Yoga. So he spoke about one should work, one shouldn't just renounce the work. And how should one work? Without getting attached to the results. Now the question is, the results should be dedicated to whom? One should work for whom? So these are the different questions, which come up here. And fortunately, Arjuna has all these questions in his mind. And Krishna understands the mind of Arjuna. He's Paramatma, he knows everything. So Krishna ends this section, that is 8th verse, by saying that one has to work. One cannot maintain oneself by not working. So now here, Arjuna has a question. So in Mahabharata, there is a statement which says, Karmana badhyate jantur. So jantuhu means living entity or human beings basically. So human beings, when they work, karmana, when they work, what happened? Badhyate, they are bound in the karmic cycle. So now Arjuna is fearful. You're saying that we have to work, but then I know and I've heard that when we work, we'll get bound. This is what is going on in the mind of Arjuna. And Krishna, addressing that doubt, is going to speak the next shloka that we're going to see. Shloka number 9, a very important shloka, a very practical one to implement in our day-to-day life. यज्ञार्थात् कर्मणोऽन्यत्र लोकोऽयं कर्म बन्धनः तदर्थं कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्तसङ्गः समाचर. सो हियर इट इज सेड यज्ञ अर्थ कर्मणः. सो कर्मणः आवर एक्टिविटीज शुड बी अर्थः, फॉर सेक ऑफ हूम, फॉर द सेक ऑफ यज्ञ. That is Lord Vishnu. So Yajna is another name of Lord Vishnu. And if we don't do that, anyatra, otherwise, what will happen? Loko ayam karma bandhanaha. Loko ayam. In this world, karma bandhanaha, the person will be bound in the karmic cycle. Action and reaction, action and reaction. In that cycle, will be bound. So Krishna is instructing, O Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, what should you do? Tadartham karma. Do your work for tadartham, for him, for his satisfaction, for his pleasure. And then it is said, by doing such work for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, tad artha, what happens? Mukta sangha samachara. The person will be free from all the bondage. Now let's see this verse in detail. This word is very important, yajna. So yajna basically means sacrificial performances. But sacrificial performances are done for whom? Here it is said, Vedas enjoin, yajna vai Vishnu. It is done for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, shloka 29, he says, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam. He's saying that who is the bhokta of all the yajna? Who is the benefactor of all the yajna? He himself. So Lord Krishna is the bhokta. He is the benefactor of all the yajna, of all the sacrifices. So yajna also means Lord Vishnu or Krishna. That's one of the name of the Lord. And now the question is that we worship the Lord, and now here they're talking about yajna. So, are they same or are they different? So, it is said here, the same purpose is served whether one performs prescribed yajnas or directly serves Lord Vishnu. Krishna consciousness is therefore performance of yajna as it is prescribed in this verse. Now, it is talked about doing some yajna, prescribed yajna, and worshipping the Lord directly. Now, for both, people don't have time. So how can we do something in between and get the work done? Finally, we want to break the cycle of birth and death. How can we do that? How can we be purified from the cycle of birth and death, from the cycle of karma? Here it is said, since one has to work even for the simple maintenance of the body, And so it's very logical. So we have to work for maintaining this body. So the prescribed duties for the particular social position and quality, that is varna and ashrama, are so made that that purpose can be fulfilled. The purpose of attaining perfection of this human form can be fulfilled. So it is said that Varnashrama institution aims at satisfying Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama charavata purushena parapuman Vishnur aradhyate panthaha. Very beautiful shloka from Vishnu Puran, which says that this Varna and Ashrama, the duties or the prescribed duties for a particular Varna and a particular Ashrama is meant only for one purpose. And what is that? To satisfy Lord Vishnu. So this is a very nice and important point that is made here, that whatever work we do, that has to be done for the satisfaction of Vishnu or Krishna. So if someone says, what if I don't do, what will happen? A very nice thing will happen. So here Prabhupada says, any other work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage, for both good and evil work have their reactions. And any reaction binds the performer. So a person might say, see, I'm doing good activities. I'm doing charitable activities. I'm doing philanthropic activities. But now the question is that for the pleasure of Vishnu? And the person might say, no, that's nowhere in connection to Lord Vishnu. So the good activity that is done, that is also bad. That's what it says. So both good activities and bad activities of this world are bad, because they will bind the person in this world. He has to take birth again and again and again and be in the cycle of action and reaction, action and reaction, action and reaction. Because when someone does good work, pious work, he'll get pious credits. And he has to take birth to enjoy that. When someone does some bad work, he'll get sinful credits. And he has to again take birth to suffer for that. So what does that mean? The person is stuck in the cycle of birth and death. So a very punching line that is mentioned here by Prabhupada. It says, nothing should be performed for sense gratification, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. So nothing should be done for one's own self. It should be done for Krishna. Like a very nice example is given. We cook every day for ourselves. The only thing that we have to do is remove ourselves from that and put Krishna in that. We can cook for Krishna. And when we cook for Krishna, offer it to Krishna, the bhoga which is offered to Krishna becomes prasad when Krishna accepts it. And when we have that prasad, well, that is karma free. So karma free food, that's what we call it as, karma free food. The person will be freed. Now you look at this. We are doing it for the pleasure of Krishna, for his satisfaction. But along with that, who is satisfied? The person who is eating the prasad. So we are also satisfied. So this is the beauty of satisfying Lord Krishna. When we satisfy Krishna, we also get satisfied. But when we start satisfying ourselves, we get completely caught up in the cycle of action and reaction, cycle of karma. And what happens when a person starts working in this beautiful way? That is, working for the satisfaction of Krishna. Here it is said. First thing, when the person is doing such activities, he is already liberated. He is already in liberated position. Why is it said so? In spiritual world, everyone works for the satisfaction of Krishna. So here also, if we start working for the satisfaction of Krishna, so it is not different than the activity of the spiritual world. So the person is already considered to be liberated. First thing. Second is, he will be saved from the reaction of work, because the work is done for Krishna, so there is no reaction to it. And third one is, the person will be elevated to transcendental loving service of the Lord. The person can be, you know, directly serving, or can get an opportunity directly to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where? The fourth point, by going back home back to Godhead. So in this way, these are the four things that a person can attain just by working for the satisfaction of Krishna. But then, it's very good to talk about all this, but how to do it? It's not that easy. So it can be done only under the guidance of the expert spiritual master. A person who is already engaged in loving service of Lord Krishna can help us to get engaged in loving service of Krishna. And such a person is called spiritual master. So it's very, very important to take guidance from a spiritual master and work accordingly for the satisfaction of Krishna. After speaking all this, this wonderful shloka of how to work, now Krishna, understanding the level of various people of this world, is going to give us a nice ladder. A ladder which anyone and everyone can climb. A ladder called Yoga Ladder, which starts with Karma Kanda, that is, trying to work for one's own sense gratification, trying to be selfish, trying to do things, you know, for one's own enjoyment. And from that, how can a person elevate step by step by step to a platform of working for Krishna? So this is what is the discussion of next section. And let's see one by one from next video onwards. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.